So haya baitzer, if a person was cutting. So again, Mishnah Gimel, ezeu parat, what is parat haneshi b'shas ha-btzir? Anything that falls down at the time that he is cutting. Haya baitzer, person is cutting. He's cutting off the grapes in his vineyard. In akar sa'eshgal, he uprooted the cluster of grapes. And huspach pa'olam, it got, literally, it got all wound up or tangled up inside the leaves of the vine. Nafal miyadi la'aretz v'nifrat. And then it just fell down. The whole cluster of grapes fell to the floor, and then now you have a bunch of loose grapes all over the floor. The halacha is, harehu shabal abayis. It has a halacha that it belongs to the bal abayis, and it is not peret, cannot be collected by the aniyim, because that's not considered nafal b'shas b'tzira. It's not considered that it fell at the time that he was cutting. That's, he just happened to have dropped grapes on the floor. That's not parat. Hamaniach sakalkala tachas agefen. A person puts a basket underneath the vine when he's cutting down the grapes. Bishashu bites at the time that he's cutting. Hareza geizlos aniyim. He is a thief. He is stealing from the aniyim because, as we mentioned, parat, the loose grapes that fall down belong to the aniyim. If he's catching those aniyim, if he's catching those grapes for himself, he is a thief. It belongs to the aniyim. Alzanemar al tasik vol elim. This is a person should not intrude the gvul, the boundaries of the olam. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, which is not really referring anything to do with this specific point, but it's a play on words for those olam mitzrayim. It's saying he's stealing from the aniyim. It happens to be that I saw that it can't be that the Mishnah needs this pasuk to teach us the din that you're a geizel saniyim, because the pasuk in the Torah says uparat kamach le'salakeh. It tells you specifically. You don't need to go to Mishlei to find the pasuk. He is doing exactly what the Torah said not to do. He has grapes that are falling on the floor and he's gathering them. So he's in violation of a pasuk in the Torah. So they explain that it means that he is not necessarily doing it for the purpose of catching the loose grapes. He's doing it to catch the grapes that he is cutting off and dropping down, but he places it in a way where the loose grapes will be caught there as well. And that is where you have the pasuk in Mishlei, which tells you, Altasi Gvul Eilim, because he's allowed to put the basket there, but not specifically in this place, where it's going to make the aniyim lose out on their matanis. Have a wonderful Chodesh.